Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rafael Devers via translator yesterday in Fort Myers. We'll get to the latest reporting from Sean McAdam in a moment here on Jones and Keefe. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket. End of the hour. We have a Friday four-pack on the way about a half an hour from now at 11:30. Go nowhere. We'll get to that coming up. But real quick, before we get to the latest reporting from McAdam and more of that press conference, I can't get over how strange it is, and it's nothing more than that. This isn't a larger criticism on Devers. It's just odd that Tom Caron asks a question in English. He answers it immediately in Spanish.
Yeah.
Then the translator translates the answer, which you and I both have the same suspicion. The guy's not really answering and translating
what
Devers is saying.
So. Yeah.
I'll give you another example coming up where he catches himself in the middle of answering it and changes it on the fly. The whole thing yesterday was odd. The whole situation with Devers, Bregman, and the Red Sox is odd. And I don't like the smell of the whole thing, Keith. I don't.
No, it is bad. It's been a rough offseason or, preseason, whatever you want to call it, for Rafael Devers. You know, this should be a great time for the Red Sox. They actually added to the roster. This player in particular was bitching about it a year ago through his interpreter.
Get us players.
Get us players.
Get us talent.
They got you players, and now you're pissed about it. Wow. And now this whole third base thing. But then what's making it even worse is he's not ready to go, and they keep pushing his start time back. So it's hard for you to complain about where you play when you can't even play. And the team is in a better spot. The team is better with Bregman than without Bregman. And yet Devers, who has this massive contract, really the only significant contract. Like, Bregman makes a lot for this year.
Yeah.
But it's short-term. $100 million deal
it's
is Rafael Devers.
And $120 million in Major League Baseball really is, 40 AAV is a lot, but $120 million compared to the contract Devers has, I agree with you. He's the only one making significant money.
The expectations on this team are up. The excitement level is up. How everybody feels about the players on the team, up, with the exception of Devers. I feel like Devers is the one guy that is like pulling it down.
So give me more here yesterday. And this, you're going to hear the translator. So again, you'll hear more questions in English. Devers answers in Spanish. The translator jumps in and like corrects himself on the fly, which I find to be the oddest
what are you
thing
doing
in this whole exchange. So here's more.
You said you made it clear to them how you feel. If they say, okay, we understand that, but we'd like you to be the DH, is that, can that work?
First of all, stop.
He's laughing.
He's like giggling. Like the translator's like giggling, like Devers is saying something funny. And I know he's kind of repeating himself and saying the same thing over and over again. So maybe Devers is like, what's wrong with these guys asking the same question?
Maybe it's just like an uncomfortable laugh.
Maybe. But he's like giggling, which is also adding to the weirdness of it all.
Yeah, like I said, like I've been saying, it's something that I spoke about in private, and I'm not going to share here.
The opener is 2 weeks from today. If you are the DH instead of the third baseman in Texas, how will you feel?
Me tengo que sentir bien porque ya es la temporada, no hay otras opiniones y tengo que hacer lo que ellos digan. Ellos son los que pagan y ellos tienen la orden.
Yeah, good. At the end of the day, it's not my decision. I don't call the shots around here. So, yeah, I'll feel good. I'll go out there and do what I need to do.
Okay. So I think some of the corrections in the middle of the answer, and maybe it was in the first one, maybe I misspoke. Maybe it was in his first exchange there where he kind of like caught himself and he's like, I mean, the whole thing was awkward yesterday, strange. And when Devers says I'm going to keep it in private.
He didn't before.
What does that mean?
No, but you were asked a couple of weeks ago, will you move positions? You said no. It was like the biggest story in baseball for a couple of days. And that was like, that was the headline and everything else. So that wasn't private. So, yeah, I mean, he's sort of giving you a more politically correct answer, I guess, here. This is more of the I'll do what's best for the team type of answer that maybe many people anticipated a couple of weeks back. He's sort of now, maybe after hearing all the criticism, maybe after further comments, and maybe also knowing that he can't play right now. So, because he's asked about, like, how do you feel about being the DH? That might be out of his control. What if he can't play in the field right away? He's DH'd before, right? Like coming off of injuries or like just sort of give him a break with his nagging shoulder injuries and things like that throughout the year. It wouldn't be his first game ever DH'ing. And so now he's talking about like, yeah, it's not up to me. Yeah, but the question is like, how would you feel? You answered it before, truthfully, and maybe he didn't, you know, he got the backlash that he got for being truthful. He's decided to change his answer.
So to me,
I'm not going to share what we talked about here just because it would make me come off, you know, those are private conversations.
Thank you. So that was in the first exchange. I misspoke there. But he's like, make me come off. I'll keep it to myself.
Too late. How you come off, right? People are not huge fans of you right now. Now this can all get solved. If he goes out there and hits 6 home runs in April as the DH, people will forget about it. Well, and the team's winning, people will forget about it.
And the backdrop to yesterday in the exchange is that prior to all of this, he took Walker Buehler deep. And so he like smoked one off Walker Buehler yesterday.
Nice.
So maybe he's feeling himself a little bit. I have no idea. But you wonder what he's talking about. I'm going to keep some of this to myself. Because you're right, Keith. He didn't keep it to himself earlier. He said, no, I'm not. I'm a third baseman. I'm not a DH. So he didn't keep that to himself. Sean McAdam at Mass Live. Excellent reporting by Sean McAdam.
Who asked at least two of those questions that we just heard.
He's been right there in the middle of it. He says, or reports that Rafael Devers was angry enough about his situation this spring, he considered asking for a trade. He said the issue isn't what happened in those private conversations between, or isn't sure what happened in those private conversations between Devers and the front office. So McAdam doesn't know, but he does say that Devers felt lied to over the offseason because the team consistently told him the rumors about Bregman and Arenado were bogus.
Yikes.
This was after Cora preached about Bregman playing second base and Breslow highlighted his defensive improvements. Some of that was with us, by the way, when we talked to Craig Breslow. The team said they talked to Devers before any moves were made. So he feels lied to. He feels misled, which, look, I think Breslow and Cora and everybody else should have done a better job of keeping Devers in the loop and saying, hey, you know what? We're in on this guy. He's going to be our third baseman. Like, they needed to communicate that better. But at the end of the day, tough. It's professional sports. You're getting your contract either way. Oh, by the way, you suck at third base. This guy's better than you. The team has sucked when you've been at third base. So I know it's not ideal, Rafi. I know we told you before we weren't going to bring in Bregman. We weren't going to bring in Arenado. We thought maybe there wasn't anything to it. Turns out John Henry decided he actually wanted to spend money. We didn't think he would.
We were surprised.
And now he's going to be our third baseman. Sorry if you feel lied to, but that's the situation. You got to deal with it. And what he did is he considered demanding a trade in the offseason.
But,
nice.
I mean, what's the point of lying to him? I don't really get it. So, like, hey, keep him at ease and we're gonna not sign him. Even though all offseason long.
I think we just answered it.
Why?
They probably didn't believe at the end of the day Henry was going to spend the money.
So maybe it was that. But I feel like everybody else, we talked about Bregman and Arenado all offseason. Those names came up all the time. And there were reporters like Ken Rosenthal being like, Bregman might play second base. Like, that name didn't go away. And so unless Devers just had his head in the sand on it, he must have been like, there's something here, guys. There's something here. I just think if Breslow and Cora were lying to him the whole time, it does make sense why he reacted the way that he did.
Sure.
That wasn't, that was more of a message to those guys. And maybe even in the back of his mind, he's like, yeah, I'll DH. I'm making $30 million. I will do that. But I feel like...
But you, F you guys.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like, why did you guys have to do that? Why did you tell me that you weren't doing that? Because it came across, you know, pretty outrageous for a guy that did want adds to the team. He wanted good players in here. He wanted to compete again. They do that. But if the whole time they're like, don't worry about the Bregman thing, don't worry about the Bregman thing, then they sign Bregman, and then he's being asked about it. Yeah, he's probably pissed at Corin Breslow, or at least the guys that whoever lied to him, he's got to be mad at that.
617-779-7937. I've gotten grief from the Twitch chat before. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Oh, Jones, you trade Devers?
Well, if he's demanding a trade and you can get like Vlad Guerrero back, then yeah, maybe.
I said I would trade Devers exactly in a situation for Vlad Guerrero or something like that.
This team's too good to trade Devers for like prospects. Yeah. Like, that's insane. But if you get like somebody great.
I'm not itching to trade Devers necessarily, but if I can upgrade to Vladdy or something long term like that, hell yeah, I'd think about it. And if that's too strong for you, okay, fine. How about if he demands a trade? How about if he wants out? How about if he's going to be a problem? And McAdam didn't say he demanded a trade.
Nope.
He said he considered
demanding
a trade. But, okay, he was that upset and felt that wronged about having to move to DH, where we all think you're going to wind up anyway in future seasons.
Yeah,
if not, you should have already been there last year.
Yeah, for sure.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
So it's going to help you. And
but it's not
he was that upset that he considered demanding a trade. Wow.
But I do wonder about like the trickle down for this. So if this story is going to be well-known throughout the team, right, obviously. So when Tristan Casas, for example, talks to Breslow or Cora, and they say, don't worry, we're not trading you, would you say, oh, right, like what you said to Devers?
Yeah.
So
he might.
Like, I would think so. And like they probably should trade him if they get a good offer and all everything else, and if they can't sign him long-term. But I just wonder, there's so much like positivity around this team right now. But then with some of these guys, do they trust Cora and Breslow now? Because if you're going to lie to your highest paid player, you'll lie to anybody.
Yep.
So I wonder how, you know, Jaren Duran, like, hey, we're going to get a deal done with you. Or not. Like maybe we're lying. Like, or don't worry, guys, we're not trading you. Or don't worry, we're not going to bring in a replacement for you. Or don't worry. These guys can't trust a word they say now.
I don't have a great answer for why Cora lied to Devers. Other than, you know, he's lied about plenty of things in the past. Maybe he's just a liar. But I don't know why he would lie to Devers.
Yeah.
He's got a good personal relationship.
And maybe
there.
He didn't. I mean, the story is somewhat vague about...
I would just say...
Could be Breslow.
Breslow, in his mind, might have been telling the truth. Everything we heard is that Breslow did not want to sign Bregman.
True.
So, like, Breslow might have been like, no, you're our third baseman. We don't like how Bregman's aging and all these other models and analytics that they've looked at.
Yeah, it'd be extra Weasley of Cora if it's true.
That's what I mean.
Because it's like, he loves Bregman.
That's what
I mean. He's referred to him as the perfect player. So, yeah, maybe it's not him. Maybe it's it is a Breslow
like,
conversation.
Breslow might have been telling the truth the whole time in his mind. And Henry and Cora kind of overruled him. That's been the reporting from McAdam and others.
Could you see maybe as simple as this, and we're kind of guessing, but could Devers see all the different reports that are out there? His agent calls Breslow. Breslow's like, don't worry, we're not signing Bregman. And then that information gets back to him. And then Devers is like, all right, I'm a third baseman. And then like 2 days later, they're like, big signing, Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, he's going to make more money than you for this year.
Yeah, trust me. I get being upset about it, and I get being frustrated about it. I don't get lashing out via the media. I don't get being so mad that I'm going to consider demanding a trade.
I think that was just a public FU to Breslow.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
maybe
how I view it.
Maybe.
No, that's how I view it now. I didn't at the time. I thought it was a very selfish move at the time. Now I feel like it's just sort of a grudge match against Breslow.
So you guys can jump in. Red Sox on the table with the latest on Rafi Devers. You can jump in on the Pats as well. We got the Friday four-pack coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Tom is in Vermont. I don't think I like where this is going to go. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, listen. Good day. Listen to you guys every day. You guys are the bum diggity. So, listen, anybody think this might be Panda Bear 2.0? And then the other question I got is, if he's unhappy, trade his ass. But what really irks me is you're paying him $300 million, and he can't learn our language.
Okay, so there it is. There it is.
Let me tell you right now.
It's a poor representation from the great state of Vermont there.
Let me tell you right now. If I played professional sports in another country, I could be there 50 years and I wouldn't know the language.
Okay.
I'd be so bad at picking up another language.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he does understand the language.
No, that is tricky. It's like Sammy Sosa would do this.
I think he chooses not to because maybe it gives him plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. Maybe it gives him a little bit of separation when he's answering questions
yeah.
to say what he wants, and there's an extra filter there, maybe is the way I want to say it. The filter is the translator.
When the Royd guys got called into Congress, so Sammy Sosa did a million interviews in English, and then they're doing the Royd guys at Capitol Hill, and he's like, I don't know. You gotta talk to this guy. Thought I'd take it off with my interpreter. It's like, Sammy, you know English. We all know that you know English.
I don't think Devers is Sandoval 2.0. I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah, God, no. He's way better than him. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
the bum diggity.
Well, that was nice at least.
Take it with a grain of salt.
But again, we got to look at what we're actually doing. The one that I'm fearful of being Sandoval 2.0, and it's not body type-wise at all, it's Bregman. Where Bregman comes in, and we love the big game pedigree, and we love that he's a winner, and how he's come through in a big spot, and he's going to be, you know, a guy who brings winning to the Red Sox. And that's how I felt about Sandoval at the time.
See, I think Bregman's had better consistent regular seasons. Sandoval really was. He was almost like a Robert Horry.
He's not 500 pounds overweight.
No.
So, like, I feel better about how Bregman is going to age. But my bigger concern about who's going to be Sandoval is Bregman. Is he the right fit in the market? Does the big game pedigree translate? All those things. I'm less concerned about it with Devers, but I get the body type thing.
I mean, the year before they got Panda, they signed this massive deal. He had 16 home runs and had a 739 OPS.
Yeah, what was Bregman's OPS last year? He had more home runs, but what was his OPS? 760 something?
It was a low, right? But it was 768.
Yeah.
He had 26 dingers. He had 10 more bombs.
He had more, but also, you know, Sandoval wasn't exactly ever a home run hitter.
No, he wasn't. It was a weird signing. That was a marketing signing. Bregman won the Gold Glove. Sandoval would never be considered a Gold Glove candidate.
No. Gold Exploding Belt is what he
had.
That's
still amazing that happened.
It was.
I remember watching that.
Was that
live
in his first spring training or the next spring training? It was
a regular season game. Against Toronto.
Was it his second year?
Maybe.
Or was it right when they signed him?
I think it was his second year, where he was already
like a punchline. And already, like,
this fat third baseman was like, oh, his belt popped. It's like, yeah, right. Like, no, for real, though, his belt popped.
He was already, you know, in the bathroom in the middle of games, liking ass models on Instagram.
It was 2016.
Okay, so was that his second? That was his second.
Second year. It was the beginning of the season in 2016.
Classic. Yeah. Like, he was already, you know, teetering. Just like his belt. He was already teetering, and then year two, that happens?
He played for the Red Sox for three seasons, but played 161 games, hit 14 home runs, and hit 237. It was a disaster.
Nice. Joe is in Springfield. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I'll put money on it that the front office absolutely lied to Devers about it, because they weren't sure the deal was going to get done, and they didn't want his agent to leak it, and they definitely didn't want Devers to start giving interviews like he did after the deal that would potentially blow it up.
Okay, and Joe, not a bad theory, but weren't they already linked to Bregman, and they were already linked to Arenado?
Yeah,
and so
they didn't confirm it. They probably just said they were looking into everything, but we don't have anything new. We'll let you know. You know, they probably just kind of pulled him along like that, because they know Devers is a loose call, loose kind of gun on them, and they didn't want him to blow up the case. And how Bregman has responded since he's been there, I guarantee you the front office and Cora and was coaching him on what might happen when this deal gets announced and how Devers is going to react, and he's threaded the needle perfect.
So I agree he's threaded the needle perfect. I do wonder if all of that is authentic from Bregman. But
see,
that's just my antenna going up a little bit.
I wouldn't give Breslow and Cora credit for that. I think that's just Bregman.
That's true.
I think he's just like a good pro.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like pretending or faking it, and I wouldn't trust those guys to coach him up on that.
So, you know, the buy in the suits and stuff. I know Marcelo Meyer was all fired up about the suits that Bregman bought them.
Loved it, yeah.
And so, you know, maybe it's authentic. Maybe I should give him more benefit of the doubt there. We got some Patriots phone calls lingering as well.
All right.
With all your thoughts on Rafi Devers. George is in Warwick. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. You know, I was listening to the chat about the potential top 10 D. Would you say, just for giggles, assume a top 10 D?
All right.
Yeah, okay. Coach, hell yeah.
All right. Coach Vrabel and Drake May.
I look
at their schedule this year, and I go, if this is a top 10 defense, and I look up and down their 2025 schedule, most often than not, I find myself going, I lean Vrabel and May over their opponent.
Their quarterback coach combo. So he's doing the schedule that way.
Eight wins. Put me down for eight wins.
It's been a moment since I've checked the full schedule.
We can win, loss, and another time.
I'm sorry, we don't know.
Seven!
Do we know the schedule? We know the opponents. We don't know the schedule yet. It's hard to play that game yet.
They have a great schedule, They legitimately play the three teams drafting ahead of them.
They are
the Jets
opponents.
Are bad. Yeah. The Dolphins might not be as good as we thought they were going to be a couple years ago. It is a true last-place schedule in every sense of the word, so they have a lot of winnable games. I agree with that.
Parker's in Uxbridge. Hello, Parker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Pi Day, boys. How you guys doing?
Right back at you, Parker.
Happy Pi Day.
Yeah, great. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say a quick thing about the draft. Now, my plan would be, and I won't be too long here, my plan would be to trade down and get two linemen, first and second round linemen, and somehow get some diva wide receiver to this, some big boy to this, and not waste it on wide receivers. We do a horrible job drafting wide receivers in our history. Right. Let's protect May and see what he's made of. I also don't like the idea of trading Milton. I think that guy's a stud. That arm strength is one of a kind.
Okay, so let's keep Milton.
All right, so put him down for best hoss available twice.
Trade down for two.
Best hoss available, then go best hoss available.
Double dip, best hoss.
I don't know where you get the diva wide receiver, but you're keeping Joe Milton.
Didn't he?
Hoss.
I mean, Joe Milton hoss.
Yeah, he could be. We already gave away Haas of the Week, right?
No, we did.
Milton Williams.
Well, this is just a Haas plan. Then didn't he also want a big wide receiver? That's kind of a Haas too. What did he say?
Too many Haases.
A big fella?
Dice wants us to rank our top 10 D's of all time. Maybe better suited for off the air.
I got to sit down and think about that one.
What an Instagram video in the works then?
Yeah, no, I gotta sit down and give that some real thought. Yeah. I gotta do some homework. That's what I gotta do.
Chris Jones,
but yeah.
2000 Ravens. It's just a mixed list. Like actual defenses. 02 Bucks, 85 Bears.
Chris Jones.
Okay.
So,
Frank Gore.
We'll take your Patriots phone calls along
sure
with all your Red Sox phone calls. 617-779-7937. We'll be sure to update the Jones and Keefe bracket on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Couple options for you. We wrap up the first round today. All the voting will be wrapped up today.
Whew.
We'll start round two next week. So find that on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Full bracket there. We'll get to our Friday four-pack as well right after.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trending with Billy Lane.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket coming your way about 15 minutes from now. We have our final 2 versus 15 matchups all day long at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram. And, we're almost done round one. Other brackets are being – I think Greg said he's unveiling his ick bracket on Monday. We're going to be done round one. Oh, yeah. We're flying. Yeah. Let's march. We don't need to wait like for the NCAA tournament to get going.
We wait for no one.
But everyone has their different types. And so we are going to go through the ick bracket and just find out how many we qualify for.
I told Greg this. I was like,
which I think is going to be a decent amount, but maybe less than you'd think.
I think I have a high.
A lot of them.
I think I got a big ick.
Yeah, you're a sandals guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sandals already won.
That takes the cake.
Yeah. I'm on there.
All right, so
especially sandals with jeans.
I've done that for sure.
I guess if you have some like 16 seeds, it doesn't really matter that much. Yeah, but hopefully no one seed.
Oh, that's true too. You got to like really power rank them out. That's
well,
a good point.
I think we're gonna have to. We'll all do it, and then we'll have a number afterwards. Like how many we qualify for. What percentage of the icks?
Yeah, but Nick makes a good point.
Yeah, it is weighted.
If you're a one,
if you do all
that's
the
a
one
lot
seeds,
different than a 16.
You got to reassess your life.
But
maybe.
Yeah, no. Not only do I wear sandals, I've done sandals with jeans. Yeah, been there.
Tough.
Been there, probably will do it again in like a month.
Gross.
Feel like Jones is gonna win. Or lose, however you look at it.
I got this thing wrapped up.
Yeah, I think I like your chances.
So we'll update our bracket coming up again about 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, what do we have for the Friday four pack, Billy?
All right, first one. What's more likely, the Bruins make the playoffs this year or the Patriots make the playoffs?
Oh, Patriots.
Bruins.
The Bruins turning after last night, Keith, you're still a Bruin?
I'm still a Bruin.
Wow.
Once a Bruin, always a Bruin, Jones.
They do say that.
Be a Bruin. They're 2 points out of a playoff spot.
Uh-huh.
I like what the Patriots have done this offseason, but they won 4 games last year.
Right.
The AFC's pretty good.
But the Bruins are done. The Patriots have a whole season.
They're not eliminated.
Ahead of them. The
they're 2 points
out. Well, they might as well be eliminated.
Do you think with a month to go, the Patriots will be in the playoffs or a game out?
I don't think that.
Okay.
But they could be.
Yeah, the Bruins are 2 points out.
I know, but the Bruins
they have a better chance.
The Bruins also have all the math working against them, and they are behind 3 other teams not in the playoffs. Never mind Columbus and Ottawa in the playoffs. And they've already played 67 games. They have 2 games out of hand against everybody in front of them. They're not getting in.
2 games back, or 2 points back. Yeah, they have games out of hand. I understand that. That's not ideal. It's not working against them. Let me ask you this real quick.
Uh-huh.
Who's the left tackle?
They
who's
don't have
the, one. Who's going to be the leading receiver
Let me ask
on
you
the
this.
Patriots?
Who's the left wing on the second line of the Bruins?
Joey Juneau.
like they have the equivalent of the Patriots roster
what
right now.
What percentage do you think the nerd?
Husnadinov.
What? I think that might be who it is.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah. What nerd stat do the Bruins have for making the playoffs right now? Is it like 8%? I don't know where that is. ESPN doesn't have that, does
it? I don't
it?
Know.
Do they have a
ESPN does not have that, no.
All right. And but what's the Patriots' chance of making the playoffs to start the season?
I don't know, but what was it for the Commanders last year or the Texans the year before that? Teams go from worst to first all the time.
Are they trending towards being the Texans or the Commanders?
I don't know. They spent some. They should be. Do you not? They should be better.
Yeah.
The Bruins is it the Spillane signing? 5%. Bruins are at 5%.
5%.
All right. What's the Patriots percentage?
I don't care.
You should care. That's the whole point of the question.
No, but the Patriots have the whole season. The Bruins are done, Keith. The Bruins are they're done. They're not making the playoffs. It's over.
If so Mac
the Patriots
Hollins have is a chance, your leading the receiver, the Patriots season might be over.
The Bruins do not have a chance. It's done. The Patriots have a chance. Mm-hmm. One team has a chance, the other does not.
They're not eliminated. You're making it sound like they're eliminated.
Okay, but the math is so stacked against them, they might as well be.
I'm trying to find
the
odds.
And their roster just got significantly worse. I thought they were better off without Marchand for 2 games. I was wrong. They're not. Yeah. They're bad.
All right.
With Marchand, they wouldn't have come back, though.
No, exactly, right. With Marchand...
Maybe a little bit of a comeback.
With Marchand, they wouldn't have won these last 2 games, and they wouldn't be a playoff team either. The math was already against them, and they made their roster worse. The Patriots are more likely. That doesn't mean they're going to get in, but they are more likely to be a playoff team. What else?
Who's your favorite college basketball team of all time?
I have several answers for this, as you can imagine.
Okay.
So the first one I truly remember as a young kid was the Fab Five. I was obsessed with the Fab Five. Thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Baggy shorts, black shoes, all freshman starting lineup. That also happened when I was 8, which is like beginning of my sports memories.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2 years that it was the Fab Five, and then there's an extra year where it was just Weber had left, and then they a final year where it was just King and Jackson. So I love the Fab Five. I also, like everybody around here, loved Marcus Camby's UMass.
Okay, good
refused
one.
Refused to
really
lose
good
in 96 and was pissed that they didn't win. So those would be my 2 favorite, and I a bunch more.
Let me add, so Camby's a great one.
Camby was awesome.
Personally, when Sorrentin and Coppenrath upset Syracuse, I mean, that UVM team is a great one for me personally. I was maybe a sophomore in college. I'm trying to remember
was. I remember being like in college watching that.
So that was a personal favorite of mine. I also loved... like when Vince Carter, Anton Jameson, Ed Cota at UNC.
Serge Zwicker.
Nice team.
They
didn't win.
Edmodo Okalaja.
But that was a nice team. That was a team I could get behind.
That was a fun team.
But yeah, those are some good college hoops teams recently.
You know what team I would have loved?
Northeastern hasn't won any tournament games.
No.
I'd love to.
JJ Barea?
Yeah, they didn't make a tournament with Barea.
No. You know what team I would have loved is that UNLV team with Larry Johnson. I was like a little too young for that. I was too young. I don't remember it. I remember like going back and seeing him on like ESPN Classic.
Because Duke beat them. I know what I'm saying. Duke beat them one of those years, right?
So 1 year they destroyed Duke.
Is that what happened?
They beat Duke by like 30.
And then Duke beat them the following year.
And then Duke beat them and they beat, I think they knocked off their undefeated season. And then they beat the freshman, their back-to-back titles was UNLV and the freshman Fab Five. And then North Carolina beat the sophomore Fab Five. And then...
Right, like that North Carolina team was dorky. That was like...
George Lynch.
Was it Rick Fox? It was definitely Montrose.
No, I think Fox was already in the league.
It was Montrose.
I don't even think it was Montrose.
Was it not?
I don't know if it was. It was definitely a weird team.
I take it back.
93 North Carolina.
But yeah, so I agree. I do kind of remember Hurley and Leitner.
Because then Stackhouse came in later. Stackhouse and Sheed.
But we're young for even like Hurley and Leitner, but I do vaguely remember that. I don't really remember... I remember Larry Johnson in the NBA. I don't really remember him as at UNLV.
Exactly.
But that would have been a cool team. Mm-hmm. Right? All right, who else?
Who will lead the Red Sox in home runs this season?
I think I'll still go Devers. I think Devers will do it. They actually have a few candidates to do it.
So if it's not Devers, who? Because the answer is Devers, I'm with you. If it's not Devers, who is?
Bregman.
I think I might go Duran.
I'm kind of... Duran for dongs?
Yeah, what he popped last year? 21? He wasn't even that far behind. He wasn't that far behind Bregman last year.
But Bregman had 26, and it wasn't a great year.
I don't trust Cassis.
No, I don't trust Cassis either. Like, Cassis and Story have like a chance for it, I guess. But I think Bregman could hit at Fenway Park 25, 30 home runs. I don't think Duran gets that high.
Duran.
It should be Devers, and then it should be Casas.
I'm fact-checking myself. What did Duran finish with last year? I thought it was 21.
Was he a 2020 guy?
And he finished at 21 homers. He must have 34 steals, so he's a 21-34 guy.
2020 is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But 21 dongs, I don't know.
But, could Duran hit 25 and Bregman tapers off? Like,
yeah, it's possible.
I think Bregman's going to have a good year offensively. I don't know that the wall helps him for home runs. Might help for average and doubles, but not home runs.
So we're going to do a dong pool later on this month.
Yes.
Where we all draft four guys that we think are going to hit the most home runs.
And happy pie day. We're big fans of the band Bush. We'll be doing a dong pool.
Just to paint the picture.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So, but at the end, if it came down to it, and maybe you take neither of these guys, you would take Duran over Bregman in that?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I wouldn't.
I don't think I'd take either, actually.
No,
I
think you could do better than both, but I'm just
who
saying.
I would take,
okay. All right.
You kind of backed me into a corner on that one. My answer is yes. Yes, I would.
I don't love it.
But the real answer
is
never.
It's not a steals pool. We're not doing a steals pool, although maybe we should.
But again, so we're arguing about Duran and Bregman right now, but the answer is
Devers.
Devers is the answer.
Same for you, right?
Yeah, what else?
What would be the scariest animal to find in your house?
So yesterday on the Madness, we had a gentleman who woke up in the morning, and in his kitchen, he had an alligator.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today?
So that's got to be up there.
Right.
Now, you can't say shark, because that wouldn't make any sense.
Shark wouldn't be scary at all.
It'd be useless.
A big, giant, dead shark sitting there on your
floor. That would literally be, oh, crap, I got to deal with this. How to get this thing out of here? How to get in here?
Although, probably feast on that thing for a long time.
I think for me, it's without question a snake, but that's I would put that secondary, because I'm just terrified of snakes.
Right.
But as far as what animal... Well, I'd be freaked out by an owl. Not that it could... necessarily do a ton of damage, but that would probably be the most unsettling.
Yeah.
If you woke up and
turning its head.
Just sitting there.
Yeah. Hey,
are you looking at me or you're not looking at me?
What are you doing?
I can't tell what you're doing. What are you doing?
Yeah. Are you awake or are you not? What time of day is it?
And like,
are you awake in the middle of the night? What are you doing?
You should be sleeping. They're like big owls too. Some of them?
Some of them, sure.
I think it might be like an owl.
Okay. So interesting. I'm a team bear. And
a bear
would terrify me.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you be I think I would be a little more afraid of something like a wolverine or something like
fisher cat. I was thinking like fisher cat.
Yes,
fisher
something,
cat.
Something just tenacious that like you get that thing backed into a corner and you have no idea. Like a bear obviously could maul you.
A bear
that's
could
scary
maul you.
Enough.
But I feel like you could maybe like become friends with the bear.
Sure.
Is that way better chance of being friends with the bear.
Yeah, or just like
offer him honey.
Throw some food at it.
Yeah. Like, do I got sandwich? I have a picnic basket over here.
I think I got a chance, maybe.
I would play dead.
I
what if he tries to like pick you up or something?
I don't trust playing dead. People are like, just play dead.
Yeah,
the bear will leave you alone.
Don't go possum.
But like, there's a chance
you're supposed to get like big.
Get big. Get real big. I think it depends on the bear. I think you're supposed to
black bears.
Then
I think
it's like
you get big.
Right. Then it's like, oh, so now I need all this bear knowledge in like a split second.
I don't have it.
Maybe I get the bears backwards and I just kill myself. You know what I mean?
I get real big. He thinks you want to fight him. Next thing I'm gonna get my arm ripped off.
So like, when people are like, oh, you don't be afraid of a bear. I'm like, nah, I don't. I'm not really trusting. So bear would be high on my list. I'm not sleeping on the bear. I respect the bear.
Good.
But something like, Tasmanian devil, fisher cat.
Yeah.
Something nimble.
Wolverine. What something about, that, like, will just...
A coyote? Nimble, scary animal.
Coyote?
No, coyote.
No, no one. Coyote?
No.
Not Wile E. Coyote, who's just going to blow stuff
one,
up.
If it's just one, I feel like it's so bad.
Yeah.
But don't pack you think there's coyotes? Probably more? Like, if you see the one coyote, you're like...
In your house? No, I think it's probably just the one.
I don't think it's ideal. One coyote in the house?
I don't think it's ideal, but I think...
Snack on your dog. Your dog would be done.
Shoving Charles Rose.
Yeah, take him. Take him for a snap.
I think the coyote would feel bad for your dog.
I think it's still...
They would take pity on Charles.
I think so.
Like his poor...
Come on.
You know, he took a pizza crust from Lucas yesterday.
How'd that go? Did you gum it?
It took him so long to eat it, but somehow he got it down.
He ate it like a snake?
Yeah, he just gummed down a piece of pizza crust. And he wouldn't let it go. I tried to take it away from him. I took pity on him. I'm like,
it's sort of like a bone for him? Where do you put snake? Would snake be high on your list? Like a big cobra?
Wouldn't love a snake in the house.
Yeah.
But, terrifying. Yeah, it'd be lower
honey
than...
badger.
Yeah, right. That, I'm saying something like that to me is scarier.
Wild boar?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Wild boar gets you.
I mean, I wouldn't want any of these things. Don't mistake. I wouldn't even
tiger?
Want... Tiger? I want a mouse running around in my house.
Elephant?
But I think my official answer, the official Jones answer, Wolverine.
Elephant would be a good sign. That means I moved to a bigger house because there's no way an elephant could get in my
there's
dump
an
about.
Elephant-shaped hole coming into the house.
That'd be a great sign. If I could ever fit an elephant in my house, that'd be good news for me.
Twitch chat with some skunk. Wouldn't want that.
No, skunk would be awful.
Chupacabra, maybe we're all sleeping on that. Chupacabra would be pretty scary.
Chupacabra.
I wouldn't want that.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Mothman, Jersey Devil.
A Yeti might be like a Harry and the Hendersons kind of thing.
No, you just give them beef jerky, right? Is that what the commercial says?
mess with Sasquatch?
Mess with Sasquatch?
Yeah, yeah. No, like a Harry and the Hendersons thing. He just hangs out and watches TV with you.
He's going to deal with a couple broken door frames.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
It's not that bad.
I mean, dude, can you just duck, please? Just duck in and out. We'll feed you. You can hang out, watch TV, watch some shows. Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
You can. I think you ultimately landed on
Wolverine,
like a big angry weasel.
Something tenacious that when it's backed into a corner, it is not backing down.
Like
something
it.
Like that.
Billy, did you pick one final answer?
I didn't. No final answer. I'll go with Honey Badger.
Honey Badger will take out
Fisher Cat.
Fisher Cat.
Yeah, the same.
We're all right around
you guys are sleeping on Snake. Snake would be the most like
you'd feel
alarming.
Good.
Snake, just grab a shovel and scoop it outside.
Grab a shovel and scoop it outside.
Nick,
what if it's like a rattlesnake?
No, no,
same thing.
Mongoose eat snakes.
Oh, I love a mongoose.
You should have
people
them.
Told me to buy a mongoose.
I was just going
to
say.
You should have a whole bunch of mongoose in the back.
You should have a mongoose.
I should.
You should.
They're doing God's work, killing snakes.
617-779-7937. That's the Friday 4-Pack every Friday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. Let's update the Jones and Keefe bracket. We'll get back to the Patriots. They're odd, to put it mildly, press conference yesterday. We'll do that as well.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
At high noon. Stay tuned.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. We have two 2:15 matchups up right now on Twitter and Instagram. You can see the full bracket there. Before we update it, though, let's get to some phone calls. 617-779-7937. We were discussing the most terrifying animals to find in your home. You landed on what, Keefe?
Snake. Giant snake.
I went with a wolverine.
Yeah.
High-pitched Jeff in Taunton. What was in your home?
I came home Thursday evening to a bat flying around in my bedroom.
That's not that scary, high-pitched Jeff. What's wrong with a bat?
When you're pretty hammered, it's pretty damn scary.
Okay, fair.
That makes sense.
But they're going to eat all the bugs in your house. You, no bug problem. No,
I don't have any bugs in my house.
Because you have a bat.
A little bug are snuck in by my AC.
Gotcha. Oh, he wormed his way right in by the...
How'd you get him out?
You already got your AC in?
No, I keep it in all year round.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
I got him out with a fishnet.
There you go.
Fishing net.
All right.
But it was kind of scary after, you know, being 12 drinks deep.
How many are you deep now?
None. I just have a speech impediment.
Sorry, my bad, high pitch Jeff. But you got him out. I would have loved to have seen that. 12 beers deep, trying to rip
I got
around.
It on video.
You do?
I got it on video.
Forward it along. Yeah. Where can he send it, Keefe?
Keefe@weei.com.
Keefe@weei.com.
Awesome.
And if you got any grab bags, send them there too.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, high pitch Jeff.
I feel like a real horse's patoot.
How would I get?
Have said that.
How would I get a bat out of the home? I don't have a fishing bat.
I'd leave them. Bats are good.
Yeah.
Well,
they sleep.
You'd have no skeeters in your house. They'd be eating all the skeeters.
They sleep during the day.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'd try to.
They
get.
Don't take up a lot of space. They may or may not turn into vampires.
Guano everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he wasn't invited in, so I don't think he's a vampire.
Good point.
That's a great point. You didn't invite him.
You
in.
Didn't
good
invite point. Him in.
Yeah,
although
true.
Maybe you were so drunk you didn't realize you invited him in.
Did I invite him? Or even now you're just second-guessing yourself. You're like, I was hammered.
I'll
Did
be honest.
I invite him
bat's
in?
Super low on my list as far as like, it's not ideal. I got to get him out.
What about a vampire bat?
Terrifying. Because now he's got a taste for blood. Human blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want
vampire,
that.
What do vampire bats do? They like sneak over. When people are, vampire bats are a real thing. They like sneak over and suck your blood when you're asleep. Is that what it is?
Sounds about right.
They have like an anti-
Sounds like my ex-wife. I really have an ex-wife. I just wanted to make that joke, just to be clear. You know how people, misinformation
almost,
can go running.
It's almost worth getting a divorce just to be 100%. Able to crack the jokes.
I would say it every day. I would have that joke every day on the ready.
It's almost worth it.
Yeah.
Again, Kathleen earmuffs.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamal's in the car. Another idea. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hey, it's so hilarious because I had a bat caught in my house one day. It was flying around my living room. I just turned the light on and it just stayed there, grabbed the storage container, put it in the storage container, brought it outside, and let it go. It's real easy.
Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Good to know.
Yeah, so I was calling because you guys doing this home run bracket with just one guy you're following all year?
No. We're going to each...
Or you're going to each pick four guys.
I believe we're going to draft 20 total players. Five of us will be involved in it, four players each. Yeah, I think is the plan.
Well, I think you should do it by position.
Okay, so
that will make it way more interesting.
Okay. So nine players each. I want Otani as my pitcher.
Yeah, and you pick which one you think is going to lead in by position. That'll make it way more fun instead of just following the guys you know are going to hit a lot of home runs.
All right, but now we got to know almost 50 players.
Yeah, it's going to definitely.
Wait, so everybody takes a first baseman. Everybody
right.
Take. That's what he meant. Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What he means. Yeah. I don't know that I like.
No
that.
Otani Jones. I call Madison Bumgarner.
Mike Hampton.
Yeah.
Carlos Zambrano still plays.
Oh, good one. D-Train.
Career home runs, right? Oh, D-Train, good one.
D-Train.
Nice.
I don't.
Clemens? Clemens popped one time.
Beckett.
Beckett
Smackadinger, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I don't hate that idea, but that's just fantasy baseball. So we're going to probably stick to
just home runs.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We should bring back steal saves, Keith. Yeah. That was we were on to a good idea for a steal saves league.
We were. We were ahead of the curve on
very
that.
Much ahead of its time. Now I just do no fantasy baseball.
Me neither. I'm out the game. That's why we're going to do the home run pool.
Okay.
Great.
We'll do that. In the meantime, we're doing the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket.
So today we have, yesterday there was one matchup that I didn't like either jersey. Today we have a matchup that I love both jerseys. So yeah. Right now in the basketball region, the Seattle Supersonics, the Green, think Sean Kemp, Gary Payton,
yep,
versus the Vancouver Grizzlies. Your big country, Brian Reeves, rest in peace.
Yeah, so now I don't want to sway anybody's vote. I would never. But remember, we're talking about the uniform. We're not just talking about like how cool Sean Kemp and Gary Payton were. We're talking about the uniform.
I'm being told Brian Reeves is still alive, so I retract my rest in peace for Brian Reeves.
We're talking about the unit, not to sway any votes, but we're talking about the uniform.
They're both sick, though.
Well, and yeah, but is one sicker than the other is the question.
Sonics might be sicker. So if you're just getting all caught up in the sleeve pattern there with the Grizzlies.
I think I am.
That's what it is.
I do like that.
And it's closer to light blue than the Sonics. So yeah. That's also why you're picking
it. Yeah, it's more of a blue tee. So I don't even know what color that is.
What you also have to consider with the Sonics is the whole uniform. So it's green, and then it's got like the yellow outline and the yellow numbers, and it just says Sonics. But then also on the shorts, it has like the Skyline logo of Seattle.
But the Grizzlies on the shorts have a grizzly bear.
I like grizzly bears, but I also like I like Skylines.
But do you want one in your house?
No, I do not, Bill.
The answer to that is clearly no.
But it has the Space Needle on the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like Skylines, and I like mascots playing the game. I like animals playing the sport that they play, but I also like the Denver Skyline.
I also like that Skyline.
Yeah, so I'm going Sonics.
I don't know if I like what that Skyline's playing, the Space Needle down there. But okay, what else do we got? We got Team USA against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. It's the Devil Rays, not the Rays. That's in the baseball region. It's so modeled by Fred McGriff.
Devil Rays is pretty wild because if you look at the...
That's a great uniform.
It's awesome. It has an actual Ray on it, although sadly, I don't think he's got a little glove on or anything.
No, he's just swimming.
He's not playing baseball, which sucks. But Devil Rays is written in what appears to be like six different colors, right? It goes from like a blue magenta.
It's an ombre. It's like a tradition. Yeah. It's like a transition in color, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like yellow by the end of it. There's different shades of green.
Real nice.
That's Team USA World Baseball Classic is solid, but I'm going Devil Rays on that.
We know how Bradfoe voted on that one. He's modeling his hat already.
Yeah, right.
And then in the football region,
this is going to be a bloodbath.
Going to be a walkover.
Yeah.
Number two seed, the Patriots in the Pat Patriot uniforms versus the Dolphins teal, which is nice.
It is nice.
But Pat Patriot, I can tell you already, is going to advance. We still have
the
one
Dolphin
more. Yep.
Is wearing a helmet. So yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
he's not playing
jumping
football
through
though.
A hoop.
He's jumping through a hoop. That's Snowflake jumping through a hoop. He could do all the tricks. He is wearing a helmet, which I like. But yeah, he's not playing football.
So we should have one more matchup. We'll get to you later today in the hockey region. That'll be our final matchup in the first round, and then we're on to second round matchups. You can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram again at Jones and Keefe. Here's a good question: would you rather have a grizzly bear or Sean Kemp in your house?
Is my wife home?
I was just going to say. He's a fertile man, is what he is. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up.
Sonic Sean Kemp or Orlando Magic Sean Kemp?
We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. And when we come back, we'll discuss the press conference yesterday from the Patriots. Let's give Robert Kraft some credit, shall we? I mean, he wants it. Let's give it to him next.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.